ज्ञान्तिमिदन्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितान्येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयम् रूपा कदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरु श्रीरूपा श्रीयुतापदकलाम् श्रीगुरुम् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजाताम् सागणा रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनाय सहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपदाम् सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदे गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा. थैंक यू सो मच टू Committee of Chetna to give me opportunity to come and speak here and connect with all of you, and a very warm welcome to all of you who have assembled today for the Chetna festival. This is our monthly festival, and actually time is very precious. Whatever time is gone, we cannot get it back. If money is lost, we can get it back, but time, if we lose, we don't get it back at whatever cost. And at each and every moment in our life, we are making choices which ultimately is a basis of our success or our failure in the life. So even to come to temple for any festival, so you have to make choice, right? Whether to go here or no. It's raining today evening and it's a Diwali weekend. We might have so many things to do. On Saturday evening there are many things to do. But to make a choice to come to temple and sit here and to hear about Krishna and his related things is a choice you have made, and thank you very much for coming here. So today's our topic is strengthening our willpower. So we have entered in the 21st century, and in 21st century science and technology, thank you so much Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So we are in 21st century, technology and science has really made a leap of progress. Everything is, whole world is available at our fingertips, isn't it? Whole world. And Google is our God. If it is said, Google is our God. If whatever you want, Google is there to provide you. Anything you want to know, anywhere, any academic thing or any topic, he will give you the information. There are Google images, there are Google maps. You want to go somewhere, just click on it and you don't talk to anyone. It just guides you. It's a great progress. If 25 years back, if somebody would have said that such a technology will exist, nobody would believe that such a thing will happen, you know. But have we really progressed? Has our problems gone down with the luxuries that are available? 25 years back, to have a car was very, very rare commodity. But now it is not like that. To have an air condition in the house, when we were small, I remember, it was a great thing to have an air conditioning in the house. Very few people had. But now it's not like that. So times change, but with so much progress, have our problems gone down? In fact, physical diseases have increased. Yesterday, where I work in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, we got a patient, 30-year-old patient, who got a heart attack. And he had to undergo angioplasty. So younger and younger people are getting those kind of diseases. And WHO has predicted that by 2020, mental illness will be cause of concern. Today, number one cause of concern, most common disease is heart disease all over the world. But WHO has, people are living under so much stress and pressure that by 2020, psychiatric illnesses will be the second most common disease existing in the world. Okay. And I was just reading newspaper last week, Hindustan Times. There they had presented with the survey. Survey Hindustan Times 2017. So, it said that by 2020, India will have 34.33% of the youth of the whole world population. Can you imagine? Of the whole world population, whatever youth is there, total 34.33% will be in India by 2020. So India will be a young country by 2020. And then they also did research among the youth, men and women both. And then they did research about finding out the satisfactory level. What is that satisfactory level? So they found out that more than 63% of the men and women, they are afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of what? Any guess? Any guess? They are afraid of insecurity. They are facing so much insecurity. What will be their future tomorrow? So we are living in, even though so much luxury is available, so much education people are getting, people are having very good lifestyle, but young people are worried about the future. What will be their future? And it is a great pressure and stress, you know. And to combat with such pressure and stress, we require a good amount of willpower. Otherwise, we cannot sustain. Mahatma Gandhi said, strength doesn't come from physical activity. Strength doesn't come from physical activity. It comes from indomitable will. Indomitable means something which cannot be dominated by anything else. Whatever efforts you are putting in, your pressure, your stress, your failures doesn't affect that. That is indomitable. So, if we develop that kind of willpower, then we'll be peaceful and satisfied in life. And at every stage in our life, we need a willpower, right? Whether we are getting education, whether you are performing at any company, you are having a job, or whether you are just taking care of your family. So many challenges you have to face, and we need a good amount of willpower. Only a child who is there, you know, he has to just study. He doesn't need any willpower. There are people who take care of you. He is not worried about his future. But child upbringing, what is his surrounding, that depends what kind of willpower or what kind of desire he is going to develop in future. Many times in Bollywood movies we see twin brothers or two brothers, they get lost. Mele mein kho gaye. Mele mein kho jate hain. And then one fellow goes and gets opportunity to stay with in very good surrounding, and another person becomes criminal. Typical Bollywood story, you know. And then both of them meet in the, when they become young and they come to know they are brothers. So what made difference? It is upbringing and surrounding made the difference. And then ultimately, according to their willpower, they achieve whatever they wanted to achieve. So by definition, willpower is a driving force for human accomplishments. Willpower is driving force for human accomplishment. And it is very, very important to have a willpower, strong willpower, because otherwise life becomes very, very difficult. And simple thing, when we get up in the morning, we put an alarm, right? Every one of us put alarm. And then if we want to get up at 6 o'clock, we put on 6 o'clock alarm. And when alarm rings, then we know. आधा घंटा आगे का है, सो जाती हूँ वापस. आधा घंटा आगे का लगाया हुआ है. 10 minutes again snooze. After 10 minutes again alarm rings. We know then another 20 minutes still remaining for 6 o'clock. Again snooze, go off to sleep. Again you get up after 10 minutes. We know another 10 minutes are still remaining. It's still not 6 o'clock. So even though we know 6 o'clock, but we know watch is, I've only set the watch half an hour fast, but still mind's trick. And research says, research have a lot of study, done on willpower. So what time of the day willpower is maximum, all kinds of studies are done. So they say that willpower is maximum when you get up in the morning. After a good sleep, when you get up in the morning, your willpower is maximum. That's why it is advised, do meditation that time, do yoga that time. And many students, when I was in 12th standard, I remember, when I was to appear for my 12th standard exam, I used to get up in the morning around 3:30, and then I used to study, and then I used to go to college, and then whole day used to follow. And then by 8 o'clock, we used to sleep. But today, things are other way, Student sleeps at 3:30 in the morning after studying, isn't it? So, things have changed a lot. And students are also so much under pressure of performing. And just 3-4 years, everybody must have gone through newspapers and heard the news that there were a lot of suicides after the SSC results. Every second day, one student had committed suicide. Why? Because he didn't fare as per his or her expectation. And almost 5 or 6 suicides were there. And same time, even there were news from IIT Kharagpur, the 2 students, they committed suicide. Why? Now they are the best brains of the country. He has already got admission in IIT, Indian Institute of Technology. Why he has to commit suicide? But he has so much pressure of study, and when those who perform good, they cannot face any kind of failure or little obstacle, little challenge, and then mental balance they lose. And other side is a lot who don't do so well, and they are always happy. They are always happy. Have you ever heard that 40% jiska aaya usne suicide kiya? 80%, 85% fellow does suicide, but 40% who guess it doesn't do suicide? Even in my department at Bhakti Vedant, one colleague is there. His mother was a teacher in Kokan area, Marathi teacher. And she was moderator. And she used to go through many news answer sheets, you know. Moderators go through a lot of answer sheets. So, they used to come to know with the copy kidhar hua hai. When they copy hota hai na udhar, to that answer, next 10 people have written same answer. They understand that this is copied. And if that fellow has written one wrong answer, next 10-12 people have wrong answer. It is copied. And amazing things they used to read. Once one person in the answer sheet, he has written all the questions. And then down he has written, Shakya aital mala pass kara. He's saying, if it is possible, you please pass me. All different kinds of people there. One boy, he was a son of farmer, so he wrote a chit. Me shetkari hai, mulga ahe. Maja kade light nahi ahe ghari. Maja kade sarki books nahi ahe. Me kasa vachnar. How will I study? How will I write? So, if it is possible, please pass me it, because it is very important for me to pass. So, different kinds of people, but for those who fare well, it is very difficult for them to face any kind of failure. And this same things we see in medical colleges also. Medical students undergo a lot of pressure, stress. So in 1969, after Prabhupada established this ISKCON movement, in San Francisco, devotees planned the first ever Rath Yatra of Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra. Till 1969, Rath Yatra used to happen only in India, in Jagannath Puri, and some other states of India. But it never happened outside country of India. But 1969, after Prabhupada spread this International Society of Krishna Consciousness, his disciples planned that we will have Jagannath Baldev Subhadra's Rath Yatra, and they engineered one chariot. They made with their own hands chariot. And the day they planned the whole festival, and the day they put the deities on the rath, one wheel broke down. So their whole, so many days of hard work went in vain and they were very disappointed. And one of the disciples, Gurudas Prabhu, he wrote to Srila Prabhupada that such and such thing happened and we are so disappointed. So Prabhupada wrote back. That time there was no internet. There used to be some time in communication through the letter and all. But when Prabhupada wrote, what did he write? He said that first of all, you have to check what went wrong that your wheel broke down, you know. Maybe the weight on the chariot is more that wheel cannot handle. So next time you take care. But still, do not get disappointed. Do not get discouraged. Maybe Krishna has better plan for you. You never know. You continue with enthusiasm and have patience. And next month you have this Rath Yatra again. And then he wrote that in material principle, failure is a pillar of success. And Jagannath, he is non-different from Krishna. And if Krishna sees that you, with sincerity you have done service, without getting affected by the dualities of happiness or distress, success or failure, then he will accept your service and that is success. So, many times we see that what is success actually? Success is result of failure after failure after failure, but without losing enthusiasm. Many times, challenge in success, challenges or failures, they are stepping stone for success. Okay. And there are so many achievers and so many big leaders who achieve lot of success. It is not that they made no mistakes. They made mistakes, but they never repeated their mistakes. And they never got discouraged. They only failure you can get when you stop trying, it is said. So these people, there are some examples we'll discuss that one great inventor, Thomas Edison, everybody has heard the name Thomas Edison. He invented first light bulb, he invented first battery. So when he was working on this battery, he did 8,000 experiments. 8,000 experiments and all those times he was not successful. And the next time he became successful. So somebody asked after he got success that what do you have to say? So he said simple. He said, I came to know that those 8,000 times, that was not the right way to do it. This is the right way to do it. And this is how I got the battery made. And then another invention is it light bulb. Even for invention of light bulb, he was doing experiments upon experiments upon experiments. And what was the number? 1,320 times he failed. And then after that, he could invent. So these people, even Albert Einstein, the great scientist, but he was not speaking anything till he became 9 years. Okay. So many things. And our very famous superstar, Bollywood, Amitabh Bachchan. So it was not that when he went to the industry, he was very much welcomed. First he tried his luck at radio, India Radio. And he was rejected there. Why? Your voice is not good. Anybody can believe today that they told him that voice is not good. You cannot speak properly. But he did not stop there. And recently I was watching his video where he says that his father taught him one thing in his childhood. That if something happens to your according to your own desires, that is very good. But if something doesn't happen according to your desire, even better. Why? Because God has better plan for you. God has different plan for you. So that is what he said. So these achievers and even we see so many women. I would say that every woman is achiever. Because every woman is a multitasker. There is advertisement which comes. Where this lady, she comes home, she puts on the gas, she puts a coffee on the gas, her husband is relaxing, he is watching TV, she has a small son, she goes and gives him toy to play, and her father is living there with her, so she goes and gives him some nice shawl too, because it's a cold. She's taking care of everyone. At the same time, she's putting on her laptop and she's on her phone and she is cutting the vegetables simultaneously. Simultaneously she is putting on the washing machine. This is a multitasking. So woman is no less. Actually, to become woman is they require a lot of willpower. They have a lot of willpower because women face a lot of challenges at every stage in their life. And when in hospital, when some girl child is born and she has physical complications of some congenital anomalies, gynecologists say that she is a fighter, she will come out of it. This is what the general impression is that. So girls are usually a fighter. And even everybody knows Pepsi company. Everybody aware, second largest world's food and beverage business it is, PepsiCo. And who is the current chief executive officer, chairman? She is Indra Nooyi. Some of you might have watched her WhatsApp videos on WhatsApp. So she is Indian lady. She was born in Chennai. And then she, with her willpower and with her hard work, she has reached that stage and she is considered third wealthiest CEO in the world. That is what she has achieved. And even in India, we don't have less example. Axis Bank CEO, who is he? Who is she? Shikha Sharma. She is a woman. And she's on verge of retirement, but they extended her stay in the bank another 3 years. Just last June 2017, because she is required. Okay. And another woman, ICICI Bank. All women. And ex-chairperson of State Bank of India. Arundhati Bhattacharya. All these women, very famous women, and they really, I think finance of the country was there in their hands, you know. And actually, in different fields, women have achieved so much. Even in medical fields, Dr. S. Padmavati. Not many people know about her. She is Shiva Ramakrishna Padmavati. She was India's first cardiologist, and she happens to be India's oldest cardiologist. And in 1940 and 50, she got medical education in UK, US, and then she came back to India. She has a credit to set up the first cardiology department in Indian Medical College. She was the first one to do that. She set up first cardiology clinic in the country. So many credits, she has so many achievements in her life. And today, she is 98 years old. And she still sees the patients 12 hours a day. And she's physically very active. So, these people are achievers. It is a saying that fortune favors the brave. As you go up, challenges keep increasing. They don't decrease. Challenges keep increasing and then actually they get more and more tough. In my childhood, we didn't have so many video games and cartoons to see on the television and all those things. So we used to hear small moral stories, and very frequently I heard the story of snail and rabbit. Everyone must have heard, right? A snail and a rabbit. So rabbit gives us a challenge. Rabbit gives what challenge to the snail? He says that let's have a running race. Let's see who is the first. So obviously from any logic point of view, anybody logically thinks obviously rabbit is going to win the race. Snail cannot walk or so fast or run. But snail accepted the challenge. That was the first step. And then she kept walking slowly. And this rabbit was so much overconfident. She said, kabhi pahunchegi. She will walk so slow. I'll finish so many other things. In between is to come, check. She has not reached. Again go somewhere, do something. And this snail, she reaches the destination which was decided. And she doesn't see the rabbit. And the rabbit comes running. And now snail has reached first. So, why she reached first? Is it that she had physically more ability than rabbit? No. What was the thing that made her win the race? It was her steadiness. It was her diligence. It was a perseverance, it was enthusiasm, patience, and very strong determination, willpower. which made her win the race. So all of us also, sometimes we are facing the situation in life which really looks unrealistic, and it appears that I will not be able to handle this situation. But if we have this example of snail, and we take inspiration from that, and we learn, so many things we have to learn, this acquire this quality of steadiness, steadfastness, determination, perseverance, diligence. How to get this quality? So somewhere we have to look for it. And where we'll get this? This is, these things are not taught in our colleges, in our academic education. We might receive so many PhD degrees or MBAs and MDs and DM, but how to persevere go through very strongly in life, that is not taught in our colleges. So there is one book where this is taught. We should have knowledge. Knowledge is very important. And there are so many books available in the market, but one book is time-tested. And it is called Timeless Book. And it gives all the lifestyle management sutras. And for last 5,000 years, sutras have not changed. It has remained the same. And that is Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita has knowledge. If we study and we try to apply in our life, then we will be able to do things in much, much better way. And with these qualities of determination, steadiness. So what is the knowledge given in Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita beginning only Krishna says that you are not this body. You are the soul. And what are you? Soul is part and parcel of the super soul, Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And your goal of life is not to be just spend your life like these animals. Like my house is a very small garden, and some cats come, and I feed them also some milk, and then they go away. And after some time, that cat, after 2 months, she became little big. Then she delivered another 4 kittens. And then she used to drink milk, go away. Do they have any intelligence to understand what is goal of the life? No, they just sleep. They mate according to season. They reproduce. And they eat and sleep. Okay. But human for life, Bhagavad Gita says that human life is not supposed to be spent like that. Goal of human life should be to reconnect with the super soul, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And whatever we do in our life, whatever activity we do, it should be done as a service to the Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And that way we'll be able to connect to Him, and that will be the actual real success of the life. That is what Bhagavad Gita says. And Bhagavad Gita says another verse. In that, Krishna tells Arjun, because Arjun also was in similar state of mind. Because he was very powerful personality actually. He had got benediction from Lord Shiva. He had got benediction from Indra. All these people had given him very, very powerful weapons. But when he was standing at the edge to start off the Mahabharata war, that time he became very despondent. He was very disappointed. He didn't want to do it. And then he took shelter of Krishna. And Krishna spoke whole Bhagavad Gita to him. And it is very symbolic, because 5,000 years back, that was the condition of Arjuna. He was so confused. And today is also, human being is in similar state of mind. Many times we don't know what to do in certain situation. And that's where Bhagavad Gita is going to help us. So there Krishna is telling Arjuna that this path is for those who are resolute and whose one aim is one. He's saying that this path is meant for only those who are a very determined people. And those who are not determined, their intelligence is very branched, many branched. Means they think of too many things. This path is only for those people who are very focused. Their aim is one, and they are very resolute in their purpose. So, but many times, anything we want to do, we have a lot of fear, right? We are afraid, as I said in the beginning, that insecurity, whether I'll be able to do it or no, that fear many times, it is a very deterrent factor and it weakens our willpower. Even if you want to do it strongly, but sometimes so much fear that I'll not be successful, so I don't want to do it. How many of you know swimming? How many of you know swimming? Yeah? So, when I learned swimming, I saw that when you go in water, many people have so much fear, right? And you go in the water and then water goes in your eyes, water goes in your nose, water goes in your mouth when you are initially learning. But and many people, there are many people who get so scared, they don't continue. They leave it there only. They don't continue to learn to swim. And there are many people who, under the instruction of that your coach, guide, they will learn, even though such challenges they have to face. But they know that ultimately, if I follow the coach properly, if I do properly, then I'm going to learn swimming. I'll be successful in learning swimming. And coach keeps telling many times, what does coach does from behind only push you in the water. And if you're caught totally unaware, you know, and then if you're adults and children both, they start moving their hands like this. And swimming coach says, pair more, pair lagao, pair lagao, pair lagao, not your hands. Swimming legs are very important. So pair lagao, pair lagao. So if he follows the swimming coach, he will be ultimately learn swimming. So anything we do in life like that, it's not easy. If challenges we have to face, then we have to take a guidance. And if we take proper guidance, then we'll be successful. And we'll be free of the fear. And same thing happened to Arjun also. He was taking guidance from Arjun and from Krishna. And what Krishna told him? Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam. He's saying, on this path, if you accept this path of spirituality, there is no loss and there is no diminution. Even if you make little bit advancement, it will save you from very dangerous type of fear. Krishna is promising Arjun. So, then Arjun was very submissively hearing. And in the 9th chapter, Krishna is again telling that Ananyas Chinta Yantomam Ye Jana Parya Upasate Tesha Nityani Yuktanam Yoga Kshema Mahamyaham. Yoga Kshema Mahamyaham. He is saying that if you engage in devotional service, and if you worship me, I will preserve what you have, I will provide what you lack. He's promising Arjun. And it is not only promised to Arjun, it is promised to every one of us who are hearing Bhagavad Gita. But how to develop this faith that Krishna will actually help me? Do we have this faith? In the Bible it is said that Christ said that if you have faith of size of little mustard, you can move mountains. If you have that much faith. But many times we lack this faith and we don't end up following these principles or guidelines of Bhagavad Gita. So how to develop the faith? So faith can, wherever, whatever you want, faith can, you can develop if we associate with those people who have faith. And you go in such association where people have faith. You go in association where students are there, they have a faith in one person, teacher, and then you also develop faith in the teacher, right? In your classes or tuitions. So similarly, you associate with people who have faith, you will develop faith. And there is a very wonderful story. Vyasadeva, he is a literary incarnation of Krishna. He wrote so many Puranas, Vedas, but after that also he was not very satisfied and he was sitting in Badrikashram in Himalayas. And then he was not in good frame of mind. So his spiritual master came. Who was his spiritual master? Narad Muni. Many times Narad Muni is portrayed as not very good person, you know. He is just going here, then, and sabko jhada karate hai. He makes people fight. This is what we know, how it is portrayed. But Narad Muni is a very, very great personality. And he is spiritual master of many, many great people. So Narad Muni is a Mahajan and he is spiritual master of many, many Mahajans also. Mahajan means great people. If we follow them, then we will also achieve the perfection. Okay. So Narad Muni saw his disciple is very despondent and he went to Vyasadeva and Vyasadeva revealed his mind to him. So Narad Muni told him that I will tell you my story. He said that in previous day of Brahma, in my previous birth, I was son of a maid servant. And I was living with my mother. She was a maid servant in one Brahmin school. Brahmins had school that time. They used to just teach. That was their profession. So, she was a maid servant and she would do menial services. And she was a widow. And she was living there with her son and maintaining herself. And as soon as the rainy season started, Chaturmasya started, there was a big the group of great sages came to their ashram. And in those days, people would not travel during Chaturmasya. The great sages, usually they don't have their houses. They don't have their fixed house where they would live. They would just keep roaming around and distribute transcendental knowledge to people. But whenever there would be rainy season, they would have a base at one place. So these sages arrived and they were wonderful, wonderful great Vaishnavas. And Madhava got engaged in doing menial services. She would cook for them. She would serve them prasad and many menial services she did for them. And seeing her, Narad Muni also very, very small boy that time. He was only 5 years. But looking at mother, he would also sometimes try to serve this Bhaktivedantis. And he would just sit there. Narad Muni was not like any common child. Usually 5-year-old common child, he will be naughty. If you are sitting here, we see many times in Bhagavandam class where Maharaj is giving class, many small children, they can't sit at one place. They keep going in, going out, or they will do something, some noise they will make, they will fiddle around in the bag, something they will take out, he wants to eat something he wants to do. But Narad Muni was not like that. He never wanted to play with other children. He was very self-controlled, very quiet. He would sit there and he would hear what these great sages would discuss. And once he got opportunity and he asked whether he can take their remnants. So these great sages allowed to take their Mahaprasad to Narad Muni. And once after this 4 months got over, Narad Muni, now he was having full instruction from these great sages in science of devotional service. And these great sages instructed him that he should be always engaged in devotional service to Krishna. And after that they left, and after that he started living again with his mother, 5-year-old mother, 5-year-old boy, totally dependent on mother. Mother is always cuddling up, loving him, kissing him, taking care of him. So, one day, one evening, mother was going out to milk a cow, and a serpent bit her, and she died there. So now Narad Muni was a 5-year-old boy alone in this world. And that time he remembered what all he had heard from these sages, these Bhaktivedantis. And he tried to follow that. So he started walking towards the north direction. North direction means it is symbol of going towards following spiritual path. So he started walking and he passed through many villages, he passed through many cities. Many forests, and many times he was hungry, thirsty. Wherever he saw some well or lake, he would drink water. Then he reached one place, and there he sat and started meditating under one tree on Krishna. And he was meditating on Krishna in his heart. And suddenly, after some time, some days and months, this Krishna actually appeared in his heart and he could see him. And when he saw Krishna, form of Krishna, he actually had ecstatic symptoms in his body. He started crying, his body started trembling. It's an amazing experience. But in a moment, this experience vanished. And the sight of Lord suddenly disappeared from his sight. And then he thought, no, I can't miss this. I want to have it constantly. So again he started doing meditation. Same things what he did. And he got darshan of Krishna. But now he was not successful at all. But he kept trying again and again sincerely. So looking at his sincerity, Krishna appeared in his heart and he told him that, my dear boy, I just have given you very special favor that I gave you darshan just so that your desire for me increases. But now you will not see me again in this lifetime. But in next lifetime, you will attain my spiritual abode and you will be in my association. And then Narad Muni, he continued to perform devotional service till he left his body and attained the next birth. So how he got this? Just that 4 months of association of great sages, and he got the faith and he continued devotional service. So it's very important. If you want to have a good willpower to do something good, willpower can be, you can use your willpower in a bad way or a good way. So you have to have a lot of choice. So you have to select people with whom you want to have a company. George Washington, Washington DC is named after him. What George Washington says, that it is better to be alone than having a bad company. It is better to be alone. So it is very important in your life that what kind of people you are associating with. So that is another thing. After having a proper knowledge, association we have to select so that our faith will strengthen. And then third thing is that we have to connect. Connect where? We want strength, right? So we have to connect to the source of the strength. And who is source of the strength? In Bhagavad Gita, it's said that Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he is source of all six opulences. Six opulences. Wealth, fame, beauty, renunciation, knowledge and strength. He is source of all strength. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a very famous story. Many people in India know. There is a story of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu also had a very good willpower. He did tapasya for thousands of years and he got some benediction from Lord Brahma. But he got a son who was devotee of his enemy, Vishnu. And he was just not happy with that. No father will like, right? That his son is worshipper of his enemy, his rival. So that is natural. But Prahlad Maharaj is fully convinced. Again, Prahlad Maharaj's spiritual master was Narad Muni. Prahlad Maharaj heard from Narad Muni when he was in womb of his mother, and whole devotional service he learnt in his womb, in the womb of the mother, when mother was pregnant. So Hiranyakashipu now was not listening, son is not listening, and he was so egoistic that he wanted to kill his son because not really torture him. Many times he tried to kill Prahlad, tortured him so much, but Prahlad's determination was the same. He said, I am a devotee of Vishnu, I will not change my decision. So Hiranyakashipu asked him, what is the source of your strength? So Prahlad Maharaj, what he said, I get my strength from the same place from where you get your strength. The source of strength is only one, Vishnu. So if we want to get strength, we have to connect. So if any, suppose so many bulbs are there here in this, it is illuminating this wonderful, beautiful, ornate hall of Radha Gopinath temple. So is the bulb can illuminate itself? Or he has to get it from somewhere, something. Any bulb lying in the shop, they are illuminating themselves? No. He has to get connected to wire and that wire has to plug in switchboard and source of the electricity. Then electricity will go to the bulb and this bulb will illuminate the hall. Similarly, source of strength is Krishna. And we have to connect to Krishna. If you want truly, in true sense, we want to have real strength, then we have to connect to the source of the strength, and that is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how do we connect? We have so many teachings by acharyas and in Vedic scriptures how to connect. So many Upanishads say that by chanting the holy name of the Lord. We can chant the holy name of the Lord in two ways. Either we can sit with mala and chant on the beads, sit alone, and we can chant in kirtan when so many people are around. That is a way to connect. So that is very important. And another way to connect is to pray to deities. All the acharyas say that Krishna, Lord, is standing in front of us. He is there to hear us. So one Mataji, she was having a lot of problem in Vrindavan when Srila Prabhupada was there. So she went, she used to go to Prabhupada, tell her problems. I have this challenge in my life, that problem in my life. So Prabhupada said, very, very nice thing he said. He said, in Vrindavan, just like we have a deity of Radha Gopinath in center, and this temple is called Radha Gopinath temple, in Vrindavan, the deities in center is Krishna and Balram. Okay. So it is called Krishna Balram temple. So Prabhupada, it is one of the very important headquarter of ISKCON. So Prabhupada told this Mataji in Vrindavan that Krishna Balram is right there. Just go and talk to them. Talk to them your issues and you will be helped. You know. So Prabhupada said with so much faith that if you pray, they will reciprocate. And actually, if devotees, if you go to see, devotees have a lot of willpower. It is not easy to become devotee. Isn't it? Agree? All those who are following Krishna consciousness, is it very easy? Is it very easy to go to college, chant, whatever activity, whatever profession, it is not very easy because you have to consistently, regularly chant the holy name, to follow four regulative principles, living in this crazy city of Mumbai. It's not easy and it takes a lot of willpower. And how a devotee gets willpower? Again, by association. And as Krishna says, yoga kshemam vahamyaham. I will preserve, if you are sincere in doing your devotional service, I will preserve what you have and provide you what you lack. So that is how a devotee gets a strength. So this very important three principles are there to strengthen our willpower. First is get a knowledge from the right place and follow the guidelines of Bhagavad Gita. Second is develop your faith by association with the people who have faith. And third is connect to the source of the strength. Then we'll get the strength. So, you all are very young. You have many, many years ahead of you. Big future is there in front of you. But what Acharya say, Prahlad Maharaj and many Mahajans say that you should not waste this lifetime. You should orchestrate your life, your duties, all your responsibilities. You should perform in such a way that it is in harmony with your goal for achieving perfection in spiritual life. And if we do that, it is a real, real success. And it is said that behind every successful man is there is one woman, right? Isn't it? So this was discussed. Just like we have a Chetna festival for girls and ladies, they have a festival for Brahmacharis, have a festival for boys. So one boy asked His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj that behind every successful man there is a woman. So does that statement is it apply to Brahmacharis and Sannyasis also? This was very, very intelligent question asked by that boy. So Maharaj said yes. Maharaj said that goddess of devotion is Srimati Radharani, and her mercy sustains our devotional life. Isn't it? And without Radharani's mercy, one cannot progress or sustain his spiritual life. And luckily, or fortunately, incidentally, the month which we are in right now, according to Vedic calendar, is a month of Kartik. And it is called month of Radharani. This month is very, very dear to Krishna. Krishna performed many leelas in this month. There are many leelas. Gopashtami is there, Bahulashtami is there, Damodar leela is there. Many. Govardhan leela also was performed, the most famous, one of the most famous performed in this month. So this month is very, very dear to Krishna. And this month is considered very, very great. It is said, the best of yuga is considered Satya Yuga. And best of river is Ganges. Best of scriptures is Vedic scriptures. And best of month is considered Kartik. And if somebody does fasting or follows some proper rules and regulation in month of Kartik, then he gets huge benefit and Yamdutas also run away from that person. You never come close to that person. And the benefits which he attains by following this vrata, it remains for hundreds of lifetimes, not hundreds of years, hundreds of lifetimes. The Kartik month is so important. And it is said that Padma Purana, it is written in Padma Purana that every day if person performs Kartik Vrata, he achieves all kinds of perfection, his ancestors get liberation. So many benefits and benedictions are there if we perform devotional service nicely in Kartik month. And it also recommended that in Brahmanda Khanda that everyone, if ghee lamp is offered every day to Lord in month of Kartik, then sins accumulated for thousands and millions of births, they get vanquished. So that is so important. And when you offer that ghee lamp, even if we don't have a lot of purity, even if we are not performing many rules and regulation, but just by offering that ghee lamp, one can achieve perfection. And so I would recommend and request all of you actually, said every day in the temple over here, morning and evening, morning 8 o'clock and evening 7:30 in this month, Kartik month, what is the last date? 4th of November is the last date. So there is a lamp offering, each and every one of us can, otherwise every day only pujari can offer lamp to deities, to Krishna. But in this month, morning and evening, all of us can, we don't have to have a fresh bath, fresh tilak, fresh clothes, no rules and regulations, you can just come and offer that ghee lamp and you will attain so many benefits. And it will boost up our spiritual life like anything. So, thank you so much. You are very, very patient audience. Heard very nicely. And if you have any, anyone of you have any questions or queries, we can discuss that. Anybody has? Otherwise, we'll do Kirtan. She has a question.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, like, sometimes in our mind, positive energy comes, like, ye hona hi mangta hai. Like, sometimes it happens, but it accidentally it comes true also, like, in a strong positive power. Like, means how to, like, for example, just I would say that few years back I was not Krishna's devotee, I was not Krishna, but once happened that I was in my native place and I got a call from my college friend, admissions are there and today they are declared. So I was like, oh shit, it's got today only. I was like, nahi, postpone hona mangte, postpone hona mangte. And 10 minute ke baad call a gaya, shambhai postpone ho gaya. So I was like, means the strong positive power that creates in our mind sometimes.
And more we connect to Lord within our heart, more we'll understand intuitions and everything. We can judge the situation and many times it is there. Everyone has their own set of intuitions. Everyone has that. Everyone sometime or other in a life, we all experience. Sometimes even in dreams we see. So there is a lot of connection depending on our past karma, how we are connected to Lord. In our past life, what kind of devotional activities we have performed. That way Lord guides us. Just like I said that Krishna is promising Arjun that on this path there is no loss or diminution. Many times people start Krishna consciousness and they find it very difficult. Now Arjun also found that so many things Krishna is telling, I think I will not be able to do. What if I fail or what if I don't succeed in achieving this? So Krishna is telling what in that verse? There is no loss on this path. Little bit advancement you do, it takes you long way. And if I am starting my devotional service now, at this end of this life, I don't finish, then there are things, what will happen to in my next life? Either I would be born in Brahmin, according to Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna says, if my devotional service is incomplete, I don't perfect, then next life I'll be born in some Brahmana's family, or I'll be in such a surrounding where I can take ahead my devotional service. I will start, if I stopped in this life at second standard, next life I will start from third standard, and gradually it will go on, and ultimately I will achieve the destination, love of Krishna, pure devotional service. So this kind of thing, all of us have some karmas, baggage of karmas, and we will experience all the such kind of things, and many times Krishna is guiding us. All of you have come to temple today is not just by chance. Aisa wo billboard ka movie ka billboard deke nahi aaye hain. Something is there which has got you to the temple. Either first time or again and again you are coming. There are agyat sukritis which happen and we continue on this path. So, Prahlad Maharaj, what he's saying? Better to start it in early age of life only. Early years of life. You have a question?
हरे कृष्णा, आई हैव अ क्वेश्चन. आपने अभी बताया कि प्रहलाद और उनके जो पिता थे हिरण्यकश्यप, लाइक उन दोनों के अलग अलग वो थे, फॉलोअर्स थे. लाइक जो ब्रह्मा है एंड विष्णु, दे बोथ आर पार्ट ऑफ थ्री मूर्तिज, राइट? तो वो उनके एनिमी कैसे हुए? दैट आई वांट टू नो.
बिकॉज दो ब्रह्मा, विष्णु एंड महेश, दीज आर थ्री एक्सपांशंस. If we go according to the scriptures, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they are in charge of three gunas. Brahma is in charge of mode of anyway, other way I'll put, Brahma is in charge of creation, Vishnu is in charge of maintenance, and Shiva is in charge of annihilation. Which is the most difficult part? Which is most difficult part? Ghar bana diya, maintain karna difficult hai ki usko annihilate karna difficult hai? Maintain and clean karna padta hai na roj. Annihilation. So Vishnu is still superior out of all three. And these three are expansions of Krishna only, who have come from Krishna for a particular purpose of creation, maintenance and annihilation. And Vishnu, so Brahma also accepts supremacy of Vishnu, and Shiva also accepts supremacy of Vishnu. But Hiranyakashipu said, "Unko puja nahi karne ka, mera hi puja karne ka." That is the problem. That is a false ego. And many times we also have it. We want to enjoy many things. Just like Ravan wanted to enjoy Sita, she was property of Lord Ram, but she wanted to enjoy Sita. So that is demonic quality. It is not a Ravan or it is not a Hiranyakashipu. It is that quality which makes you demon. These demons, I think they were very, very powerful people and they're very handsome. Not like what they show in serials and movies, a horrible looking thing. No, they have a lot of power, much, much more power than what we have. But their thing is, they're envious of Vishnu. What is, they don't want people to worship Vishnu, they want people to worship them. That is the difference. Yeah.
So, I just wanted to ask one thing. So, when we begin our spiritual journey, so I have also started, I'm not yet a member of ISKCON, but I have just started to realize and begin my spiritual journey. And as you said, I try to connect with God and all these things. So, essentially, every day it so happens, often it happens, that we get distracted by so many things that are around us. Even if you're set on your spiritual journey, I'm sure everybody can relate, because we are in such an age group that we have a lot of distractions around us. Even if you're a student or we're professionals, be in terms of, let's say, boyfriends or maybe when, or anything else. So, how to like, so at that particular moment, you don't know how to deal with those distractions and keep your path intact and keep yourself focused to that particular aim which you're going to. So this is my question. I think everybody must
It's a very good question. I think it relates to everybody who is sitting, not only young, even all the ages of people, it relates. Because this is problem of everyone. Huh? The distractions, they keep taking us away. Isn't it? That's what you mean, right? And how to avoid the destruction. So Rupa Goswami and all the acharyas have written in the whatever books they have written, scriptures. It is said, Adho Shraddha Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nivrutti and Bhav and Prem. These are the stages we go through when we are on spiritual path. We go, everybody who pursues spiritual path, they go through these stages. Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, these are the ladders we have to climb. So first is Adho Shraddha, that we hear from someone and we really feel this is good. Like how you felt that I should come to temple and I should hear and I should try to follow. So some degree of faith you have that this is good. That's why I should go and try to find out more. So that is the beginning. But next ladder is Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means Sangha of Sadhus. Who are Sadhus? Not only those who are in saffron clothes. No. Sangha means association and Sadhu means a sage. Sage means Prabhupada, when Prabhupada started his ISKCON movement, he told his devotees, all of you are pure devotees, all of you are liberated souls. Many new people were sitting, like how many of us are new here and they're sitting, the coming second or third time, they're new. He said, you are liberated soul. How is it possible? Prabhupada is saying you are liberated soul. He's saying you are already begun the process. And if you finish this process, you will become, you attain that. Just like MBBS student, if he takes entrance in medical college, he has to just remain in the class, pass through exams and he will get the degree. So similarly, and for that he has to do many things, associate with many people who will inspire him to do that. So Sadhu Sangha is very important for those who want to pursue spiritual path, because there will be distractions. Distractions will be there. Not now, after 10 years, after 20 years, Maya is always there, because that is your testing, whether you really want it. Maya, Krishna is another energy of Maya. Durga Devi and all this, they are Maya. Maya means something which is testing you, it will give you so many options, do this, do this. Krishna is trying to test you. You really want it. And when we come in association, we understand that, yeah, this is important, I have to do it somehow or other. I have to regularly chant. I have to follow regulative principles if I want to pursue this path. So association becomes very, very important. And bhajan kriya. Bhajan kriya means, there are so five items Rupa Goswami has written, that after having association, just sit in association. No, do you have to do something. You can't just come and sit here. Something you have to do. So what you have to do for advancement in Krishna consciousness? Worship deity, read scriptures, chant holy name, visit holy dham. All these things are, these are processes. Just like in a college we take admission, it gives you, ye karna hai abhi. You have to attend economics, if you are in commerce, economics, then this and that, bookkeeping. All those subjects are there, different classes you have to attend. You have to attend laboratory, or if you are in science, you have to attend laboratory practicals. So, the guidelines in devotional service is, whatever acharyas is given, that we, if we follow, then we will attain that. So that requires strength and willpower will get strengthened when we'll come in more and more in association of devotees and not discuss about what to shop on Flipkart. No. When you, 14, 15, 16, 17, Flipkart sale is there, let's see. No, don't come to, you know, we are not coming to temple to see, do all those things. Why we are coming to temple? Just like they have universities to give us academic education, temples are university for spiritual education. You will not get this anywhere else. So when you come here, be focused, associate, hear about Lord Krishna, how to, what are the things we have to do, here learn about that from there are seniors who will guide you. Yeah, we need guidance. Just like I said, we have to follow swimming coach. If he says you stroke your legs, but you don't stroke your leg and you keep moving your hands only, you're not going to learn swimming. You have to follow what the teacher says. That's why Bhagavad Gita says, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, ke tadvidhi pranipatina pariprashnina sevaya. Inquire from spiritual master. Guru can be anybody from whom you are getting inspired. And that is Guru. Guru is not only person in sitting in the saffron cloth and having a beard. Devotee, sage is not the person only in saffron. Some grihastha who is living his whole life around Krishna consciousness, he might be very big sage actually speaking. So what principles they are following in their life, how they are leading their life, we have to learn from them. And then our bhajan kriya will get success and we'll go ahead on ladder and ultimately achieve perfection on spiritual path. Got? You are satisfied? I think we will stop here and we will have a small little kirtan. 7:30 there will be Damodar Ashtakam. As I said, in Kartik mass, it's an auspicious mass month, and we all of us will offer ghee lamp to Lord Damodar. It has lot of benefit as I said before. So I request all of you to participate in this kirtan and then we will, all of us can have quickly prasad down and then come up for Damodar Ashtakam. And Braj Swamini has some announcement to make. She will make 2 minutes announcement and then we will have a small kirtan, dancing kirtan.
So first would like to thank Mataji for a wonderful inspiring class on strengthening our willpower. So we'll do that by loudly chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. A short announcement on next Chetna. Next Chetna is on 4th of November. That is the last day of Kartik. So you'll get one more chance to offer diyas. So do come on that Chetna. The topic for that Chetna is turning negative into positive. So 4th of November, at please try to come with your friends. You can get more friends. It will not be raining mostly 4th of November. And try to come by 5:30. So now I also would like to welcome